Hello, hello, hello. Hi, my lovelies. It's Jo Warwick here, and welcome to day 5 of Soulful Selling is Easy. Oh my goodness, I really hope you have taken so much value from this process of the questions, of the action points that you've done. It's super exciting. I know you've had changes. And so today we're focusing on value, 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 because value is the underpinning of every element to the sales process, to your business, etc. So let's start with the first value, the value of yourself. Okay, now we have explored through these recordings and videos and etc. about coming into presence and the value of your energy, the value of who you are. Now, when we're in sales, when we're in business, we have to decide not only the value of ourselves, but is it of value for us? Okay, when we're selling, there is, you know, there is partnerships in all elements. So we've got to decide, is it of value to the client? Is it of value to us? Yeah, is it of value to the energy between us? Yeah, are we in alignment? Is this doing the right thing? Am I getting the right payment of value? Am I getting the right recognition of my value? Am I valuing my energy? And do I believe, number one, do I believe that I am a value? Okay, because everything starts with you. You've heard me say this before, everything starts with you. Do you believe that you, yeah, the I, has value? Because the thing you're selling is you, foremost above anything else. Whether you're selling services, absolutely it's you. But if you're selling a product, you're also selling you. And if you're in a sales process, you're selling you, because people buy from people. So do you believe you have value? And then, of course, do you believe you have value in what you're offering? Yeah, in what you're offering. So if you don't feel the value of what you have to offer, yeah, then you're going to be in a right conflict, okay? You're going to be in a conflict between that you don't think you have value, what you have to offer doesn't have value, and therefore you won't believe what you give to your client, customer, etc., has value, okay? So we've been looking at what is it the customer wants, starting at the other end of the equation of the value, 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 is that, of course, what's the value that the client is getting or the customer is getting? Now, they have, you know, you've been exploring through their desires, their pains, the solution you want to offer to them. This is one element, you know, key element of the value to them. Then they want to know the value of working with you, if that's going to be part of the process, and the value of the actual sales process. Are you giving them a good experience? Okay, so we've been exploring that part, knowing the value. Now, all of those things should have helped you start to have a deeper feeling of value for what you offer. The solutions that you can give, the tick boxes of, yes, I do know what their desires are. I do know what their pains are. And yes, this is the answer that I can give to them. And can I break it down into a small bite-sized pieces that I can get them from A to B? Or A to B to C, yeah? So it's achieving that goal. Now that starts to see a very different process. So you've already got the formula starting to come through that has more value. But again, if you don't believe you have value, none of that matters. If you don't believe you are worthy and have value to be paid, then you might as well throw it all up in the air. If you don't believe you have value to be paid well, easily, then you're going to be in a fight. Now, that normally happens because you're out of alignment with your soul and you've got some beliefs and patterns that are in the way, stopping you from coming into that truth. So you know it in your head, but you're not actually doing it. You're not showing up as it. You're not believing it. You're not actually showing up in your work as it. You're driving in one manner. So if we think about those three lanes in the motorway that I talked about yesterday, about your fast lane, your middle lane and slow lane, the fast lane is the, you know, you're succeeding, you're rocking at it, you're going smoothly, it's awesome. You've got your middle lane, which is a lane that is all about, yeah, I'm cruising, I'm, you know, I'm doing all right, it's good. And then you've got your inner lane, which is, you know, it's slow, it's where all the trucks are, it's very clunky. And the value system of those, again, is going to be in a sort of sliding scale. Do you want to be in the outside lane where you're absolutely rocking it? But if you don't believe you're worthy of it, you're going to say in your mind, you say, yeah, I believe it. And you're saying on one level, I want to have this, I want to be in the outside lane, but you're actually living as though you're in the inside lane. There's this conflict. There's this conflict of energy, conflict of belief systems, conflict of thoughts and actions. And it's this conflict that gives you conflicting value. And so you won't sell. And you won't attract the ideal clients that you want. Okay. Ideal clients mirror you, match you on your belief system about your value. So if the foundation, like a house, if the foundation of the house is poor and bad, doesn't matter how beautiful the house is built on it, if the foundation is wrong, the foundation will crumble, the house will disappear. All right. So it's very important to keep coming back to the understanding value, alignment of your mind, body and energy with your soul, and coming into that presence that we've talked about, all those good stuff, all that juicy good stuff. Now, I absolutely cannot bang on enough that you should absolutely have the copy of my handbook, the Soul-Led Woman's Guide, handbook to life and business success. We get into that in more. And of course, I have other products to help with that. But it's keep coming into those places that we talked about on day one, all about where you can tap into. I think I did it day one and day two. Your presence, what you enjoy, what you love, these moments when you know your soul and how to help yourself keep coming back to that. Yeah, it's knowing that value. But we're also going to do a technique today that's going to help you move forward. And I have some opportunities for you at the end of this. But value, value, value. The value of you, the value of the product, and the value for the client. Yeah. Is it of value to you? Is it valuing the product? Is it of value to the client? Yeah. Are you of value? Is the client being respected as though they are valued? And is the product offering a great solution and value? Is the client a high value client to you? Are you valuing your energy, your effort, your time? And therefore, there's this perfect synergy in the sales process. But if value isn't there, can you see there's so much important foundations? It's value is the keystone to success in your business, keystone in the success of selling, keystone of you achieving your goals. And it's everywhere that you're not accepting that value is where the process falls down, because it's like showing up for that dance and then not engaging. You're becoming that person who treads on the toes, yeah? And you've turned up looking really rough for this dance, and it doesn't matter how great your partner is, you're not showing up, you're not there in presence, you're not there in the way you've shown up to look, you're dancing badly, you're not bringing value. You're not bringing value, and you must bring value to the sales process, both in the way of understanding, listening, good questions, bringing someone from an A to B process of a journey, going to take them on that journey, and having value for yourself, because you've got to value everything that you're doing. Yeah, you've got to believe that selling has massive value. Do you believe selling is a good thing? Because if you don't, that's a real key point where selling is going to fail. Because if you don't believe it's for the good stuff, it's a good thing, it's a sacred thing, it's being of service, you're bringing something of value to somebody else, you're exchanging energy. So selling is awesome. But if you think selling is bad, then you're going to have, again, this conflicting energy. Now, I'm going to give you some questions for this, but I'm trying to highlight for you as you've gone through this process, what needs to happen in this key point. Now, I'm going to give you an exercise now, but to explore for yourselves, value, value, value. All right. So I will leave you some questions for this section. And now I'm going to talk about how you can help yourself a bit, improving, you know, moving into, and I talked a bit about this in the free training, but I want to talk about future projection. Now, to achieve a better sense of value, it's great to move yourself into the future, all right? To look at things from a way that you are already down the line. Now, I talked about the fact that I used to be a professional sportswoman, I used to be a professional three-day event rider, and I would take a horse over a cross-country course. And when you're going over a cross-country course, when you're going round jumps, it is absolutely essential you do not look at the jump. You do not look in front of the jump. You look beyond the jump. You look beyond into the, you know, the trees ahead. You look where you've landed. You're looking ahead. You must always look further ahead, so that where you want to be, where you want to be, so that you absolutely have your focus going there. And it's exactly the same in selling. It's really important to take that time to dive into where you want to be on a bigger picture and on a smaller picture. So thinking about the bigger picture is so much easier when you think about, you know, a year from now, where am I? How would it look? What would it be like? Okay, to really dive there, where do you want to see in your business? Where do you want to see in your money a year from now? But also when you're coming into a sale, your day, how do you want to feel at the end of the day? How do you want to feel tomorrow, knowing you've done this deal? Closing the deal that you want to close, the sensations of that, that you have closed it, you have done it, you've got this really high vibe, awesome client on board or customer, you've achieved them the value that they want, you've been able to give value, and you know the value of what you've offered. And that you've come from this place of value. How would that be to really think about the end of the day when you've done the deal, or the next day? How would you feel tomorrow if you've done it, if you've achieved it, if you've absolutely showed up with value, you knew the value of what you were doing, and you were giving value, and therefore you had also achieved getting for yourself a high value client that felt right? Yeah. That's good for you, that works with you. If you put yourself into that energy and really dive into how you feel, how it looks, you know, the sensations in your body, you're putting yourself already into that vibration that it is done, and you're matching the vibration of the universe for it to line up. And there's then this much more flowing energy, I call it ease and grace, of it unfolding with ease. Yeah. So you can do it on a longer distance of future projection, and that's really powerful. But also you can do it in short bite-sized pieces for just a day ahead for each sale that you want to achieve. Or, you know, maybe you've got a slightly longer sales process, but when it's done, picturing yourself there, being there, and then holding that energy as you show up for the sale. Like it's done, that it's done, it's yours, it's done, yeah? It's happened, it's inevitable. How would that be? So when you're sat in that place and it's done, you know the value of it. So then you can explore those questions again about, well, what value do I have for my product? What value do I have for myself? What value do I have in what I'm offering? What value do I feel for these clients? Yeah, what am I giving them? Do I believe I'm offering them value? Asking yourself, showing up everywhere in value. Okay, so these two parts interlink. I'm going to give you some questions to go with it, but value, 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 it's everything. It's absolutely everything. It's everything that's in the way of you putting your prices up. It's everything in the way of you meeting higher value clients. It's everything of you showing up and achieving what you want to achieve because of feeling devalued or devaluing yourself, having a lack of value in any aspect of your life. Always starts with you, always starts with you, any beliefs. So that's going to be really exciting for you. And off the back of that, and really, if you want to move forward and you want to have more work with me and you want to actually work with me and get further into your business, actually getting your sales happening consistently, high value selling, increasing your profits, reducing your resistance and money limitations, that you're absolutely coming into your empowerment as a kick-ass, gorgeous goddess, queen, business queen, selling and connected to your magnetic power, that you are aligned with your ability to be fully in your value, fully in your empowerment, fully in your methods as a woman, being feminine, not losing yourself to become masculine in your business, but being a magnetic powerhouse who absolutely creates and unfolds and flows through her business, selling with ease, selling easily, coming from a place of value, and increasing, massively increasing your profits, reducing your resistance, getting more streamlined in your performance. So you're getting rid of the dead wood, getting with the old fat that's sitting around and shouldn't be, that's weighing your business down and not achieving its greatest success. And able to have more freedom, more richness in your life, in your business. If this is what you want, if this is where you want to be, and if this is where you want to achieve this over the next year, then reach out to me. Reach out to me. Yes, I have other products that can help you, but if you really want to do this, reach out to me, hit the button, send me a message. Let's move forward. I've got some fantastic options for you. I'll ask you some great questions to help you either through my programs or to join one of my my coaching programs. So I'm really excited for you. Go ahead and answer these questions, and I'd love to hear your feedback. Take care. Bye-bye.